we are holding internal meeting on constitutional reform. We are expecting more than 600 people to attend in Mwanza. We've already done the same in Dar es Salaam 1 week ago. And the day before yesterday, we were supposed to do it in Mwanza. But in the morning, the day of the event, the police went to our venue, and then they told everybody to vacate because it was an illegal meeting. While under all our political parties' laws, internal meetings, we should not even invite police or tell them that we are holding an internal meeting. What we are supposed to tell them is when you want to do a public rally. That's where you have to give them a notice of 24 hours. But for internal meeting, police, they have no any power to do anything about that. So they arrested more than 128 people, and they arrested them for 30 hours. And then yesterday, after we have told them that we are not standing for bail for them, they released them without any bail, any condition. And this proves that they arrested them illegally.
Does that mean that your meeting that you have scheduled for Wednesday in Mwanza will proceed as originally planned? That's why what Mbowe said, it's harassment by the police?
That is the decision, that we are going to hold it on Wednesday, and Mr. Mbowe is going to lead it. He will be in the front, and has already told the police and the public that if they want to arrest him, they better arrest him, because we are tired now. We don't want to go back to the Magufuli regime anymore. And we have told the members from the media, they should support us because they remember where they were for the last 5 years. We should not allow that. And Mr. Mbowe has already said, never and never again going back to Magufulism.
If your party decides with your leader, Freeman Mbowe, to go ahead with subsequent meetings of Chadema, are you not going to put your supporters' life in danger by one, with the coronavirus spreading in Tanzania, and two, clashing possibly with the police?
All our internal meetings, we always observe coronavirus protocols. We do give them masks, all of them, sanitizers when they get in and when they get out. So as a party, we do all the precautions on the coronavirus. But on the case of the police harassment, but they have harassed us for the last 5 years. And we thought President Samia Suluhu, she's going to end this harassment from the police. But we are now seeing that we are going back where we were the last 5 years. We are not ready to see it again. We know Tanzanians, they need a new constitution.